Tomorrow, the city of Louisville, Kentucky, will see its third police chief take office since the police killing of Breonna Taylor in March. Yvette Gentry will serve on an interim basis and will be the first Black woman to lead the department. She previously served as a deputy police chief with the force before retiring in 2014. Gentry takes on the helm during a tense time in the city. There have been protests over Taylor's death for months, followed by anger over the lack of charges for her killing, and now a delay in the release of grand jury recordings, which her family and others have demanded. Chief Gentry joins me now. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the killing of Breonna Taylor. There's been a lot of criticism about the actions of the officers involved that night. To remind listeners, Breonna was asleep with her boyfriend when police arrived. And most witnesses say police did not identify themselves. Taylor's boyfriend says he shot towards the door in self-defense, thinking the police were intruders. Taylor was shot and killed after police opened fire. How do you characterize the police activity that led to Breonna's death?
Well, that is the part that we're looking at now. I take over tomorrow. I've had just one quick briefing yesterday. So everything I know about the Breonna Taylor case really is just as a citizen getting information from media. I am, too, anxiously awaiting to see what the AG presented, because what's important to me is that the proper scope of the investigation was done. People want to know from start to finish what happened in that case, and I certainly want to know that, and I think the public and the family deserves that as well, and the officers who are out here on the front lines.
How do you view your role in this moment? You've been in law enforcement for a very long time, and you've decided to step in at this pivotal point in history after being in retirement.
Right. I gave up a whole lot of comfort because I could see a lot of people both inside the agency and out here protesting that really were uncomfortable with the way things were happening. And so I feel like I was best suited to stand in the gap. I know the agency. I know the city. I know a lot of the inequities that have taken place across the city. And so I can come in here and make sure that we create better conditions for people so that they don't feel left out and they don't feel angry all the time and disenfranchised, because I know how that feels to be a Black woman that has lived in various parts of this city over the course of my 50-year life.
I'm curious, did the department come to you or did you step up?
I really had more community people coming to me and some police officers, but I had a lot of leaders across the community that came to me and said, Yvette, I believe you're the person for this time. But the more and more that I thought about it, and you know, I'm a Christian person who believes in prayer and I prayed about it, and I thought about the sacrifice of some of my coworkers over the years, other Black women across the city. And so I said, I know the systems and I will come in here, and I believe that even for a short time, I can head us in a direction that is going to make Louisville a better place.
Black Americans make up about one quarter of Louisville's population, but only about 10% of the department's officers are Black. What's the disconnect?
I think a lot of it is the pushback that they get in the community. I mean, if you look at any of these videos from some of the protests and some of the way that the Black officers were portrayed as traitors, you know, a lot of the things that happen in the media and also happen on the streets every day really make it a very, very tough sell for African-American officers.
One of the officers involved in the shooting, John Mattingly, sent a letter to his colleagues calling some protesters thugs and saying criminals were being canonized. How widely do you think his views are shared in the department?
You know, I still wholeheartedly believe in the overwhelming majority of the police officers here. There is a lack of discipline. You know, I think we had several commanders kind of getting on social media and different things and putting those comments out that are very disheartening, inappropriate, and they send the wrong message to the officers that are on the front line. So we have to deal with that lack of discipline at the top.
You have spent 20 years with the department, including several as deputy police chief. You heard from your community who said they wanted to see you in this role. For people who feel like the department hasn't done enough to reform, what is the case for putting you in charge?
You know, the reforms are going to take a life of its own, but I will tell you this. I'm not a fan of taking a lot of tools off the table, because the reality is it moves deadly force up, which is supposed to be the overarching goal that we're trying to prevent. So I think the important thing is to focus on recruitment to make sure we have the right person, because the right tool in the wrong hands is always going to be a bad idea. So if we get the right men and women in here, then the tools are going to be used appropriately.
That's Yvette Gentry, who starts as interim police chief of Louisville, Kentucky, tomorrow.